ותתה שלום ברהדין שדו אישה דונתה ניהה עוד ונשלה את סטונדרומי עתה דונדרומי דהש נסעדה ותיה ינינתה תו אשלמינתה ואש נטוונטינה לושן ואימא רשור עטור אומצה אשור דיווה ברנטליווה Rashura ture ni haablen rasharadu Ilonta jeshu, om jeshu Nimtejwati Arashure tu atola nisa Ilonta teu mashade Eshwaida ni hazin trasha
of the birth certificate fraud. You still there, Chris? Oh dear.
Can you hear me? Is it on? Looks like it's...
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
You can't? Okay, you can hear me. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's on. That was really unusual. I might, it just installed this thing from my phone just out of nowhere, which I haven't even touched my computer. And it turned off my main mic and turned my phone on. So I had to, because I have an internet phone on here, a Magic Jack. That was really unusual. A little creeper.
Magic Jack, yeah.
Yeah.
Great little devices.
Great loads of what?
They're great devices for free calls.
Oh, internet. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, they used to charge like, how much a minute? I remember AT&T charging, it was like 10 cents a minute. It was a good deal, you know, and now it's like we got unlimited everything. We just connect and talk. That's the consciousness that just kind of stepped in. Like that's human power, just reconnecting and expanding it. There's like, it's like there's nothing they can do now.
Yeah, you get to the point where you recognize the evil in the system, but you also recognize the immense amount of good in the system as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the arts.
Yeah, my choice now is do I want to step outside the system or do I want to be a force for change in the system? That's a question for me.
Well, that's where contracts come to play. And that's why I'm so eager for you to hear Sliders, because she talks about those contracts with the menders, blenders, and even benders who can actually are there. It's basically elementalists. You know, you're learning the elements and using the virtues and the true crystalline eternal virtues and eternal elements, you know. So it's not like witchcraft stuff, like, you know, earth, wind, fire, summon thee, and all this. It's like the true eternal elements, and that's true mastery of that's what you got to go in there with, because that's what they've been using with since the dark ages, you know, some really dark magic. So we got to use the elements at hand here, and that's what we've been taught. And that's you got to check out Sliders. You got to get the virtues. You got to do this, man.
So start off at sliders one.
I would just take it all the way, yeah, because it's a ride. It's going to be the ride of your life. Sliders was, I mean, Flame Body was like foundation where I could get back up and stand again. But Sliders was like, okay, let's go fly. You know, let's go. Now that you can stand, let's jump up and go fly around. It was just exploring hands-on anatomy stuff and going places. So that was really cool.
I mean, you're talking about interviewing other people, but has anybody asked you about your story? I mean, you're describing a similar in many ways to me, which is an isolated personality. Did you delve in? Have you delved deeply into the suicide thought thing?
I've been there. Yeah, I definitely have been there at more than one time in my life. I thought about giving up. When I was on the streets, it was so bad. I was sleeping in porta potties. I wasn't taking care of my hygiene. I wasn't talking. I was on a different wavelength of telepathy that I thought everybody could hear. And I mean, I got knocked out of my body, man. Like literally, I tried a Kundalini path where I started the yogic pranic breathing. And I went with that all the way to a peace gathering. It's called the Rainbow Family of Living Light. I have shared my testimony on YouTube. I made a video a few years back, and I talked about everything. And I had it up for a while, and then I watched it like probably a year later, and I felt so uncomfortable with myself and just so paranoid about me saying things that might offend people or just looking weird or, you know, I took it down. And I've been thinking about recently, I started looking at it again, like, what did I say? What was that? Why was I looking at myself like that, you know? And just kind of evolving out of that and trying to pull myself out of that muck. Because, you know, a family member tells you something spiteful, I mean, it cuts deep. And that's kind of the stakes that are at risk here when you join this group, is that you're a real family. And when you hear people, when people say things or you get a vibe from somebody that a completely misunderstood way of seeing you, you know, and it's just like, ouch, that hurts a lot. That ran really deep. And I carried it with me. Being a natural empath, I'm gonna question myself and question them and just, well, maybe they're right, you know, maybe I need to stop being myself, you know, and just yeah, it's I mean, we all do it. We all do that. So it's nothing. And that's kind of what's been the healing for me, is that we do all do that. And I'm like seeing that more. Just kind of accepting that we're all human. We all drank the Kool-Aid around here, you know. And we all signed up for this. We all wanted to be on this planet in the same density to learn these lessons. So
So how did you find chaos?
it was Voyagers 2 also. Is the famous voice, that's like the introduction. I guess it's still sitting in a lot of bookstores, isn't it? She's still getting royalties from that, because it's everywhere. I've seen it in a lot of bookstores, major bookstores.
Yeah, I was pleased to find it on the iPhone.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested in you being on the streets actually, because it's kind of this that kind of thing plays with my consciousness. This is on my mind because I've just given up my flat. I'm staying at the what would you say, at the somebody's allowed me to stay in their place, really. It's not my place. I don't have my own independence. I'm relying on them.
You're squatting. You're a squatter.
Kind of, yeah. I'm kind of like, I mean, she is my partner's sister.
But, okay. It was like a family thing there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a family thing.
Okay, but that's good. That's good.
At the end of the day, if I decide to lose the plot and I might be kicked out on the street.
So it's like that. It's that close.
No, it's what I'm saying is there's always a point where you will end up on the street depending on the level of the action that you take. It's like if I, pardon my graphic words, but if I like chop the leg off the cat or something with a knife, then I'm going to be kicked out. I wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't say to the universe, I'm not going to do that, because the universe will conspire to put you to the test. And particularly, I don't want that test, basically. I know I'd pass anyway. I'm kind of contradicting myself here, but I know I'd pass. I wouldn't. I recently went through that test with them, and actually, I have never been as angry and as desperate as I have been, and that was about 3 months ago. And I got to the point where I could have made a decision to use my anger for a destructive, and I chose not to. I chose to, I chose not to, basically.
I'm going to get very personal on you. How far does the anger go? Like, how far are violent? What kind of thoughts? And what have you actually acted on? You know, because sometimes this is like, this is these contracts, you know, the Leviathan type things, and there's like near possession type stuff. I've dealt with it myself. I've dealt with possession myself. How far is it going?
Thoughts I get are, thoughts I've had in the past are quite violent. Knives, feeling under threat of knives, feeling that I might be taken control of and use a knife.
It's pretty common, actually. I've had that myself, and another woman I know has had, she shared that also in the group that we used to do. Just like a fear of being around knives, you know, what might could happen.
No. I'll try and explain further. I'll give you an example. We're back to this drug called spice again, the artificial marijuana. I was talking to my partner's sister, the one I'm staying with at the moment, a couple of years ago, and I was saying, I was talking about, I was trying to talk consciously with her. And trying to be in the moment, and I was talking about the darker side of myself, and that when I talk about the darker side of myself, the darker side of myself usually wants to raise its ugly head, and I start feeling paranoid and afraid of this force coming up within me and doing something and taking control of me, basically, and doing something I don't want to do. It got to the point where I was saying this to Lauren. I said, this thing, sometimes I feel it coming up inside me and I start getting afraid. And I said, I can feel it coming up now. And I'm saying to her, yes, I can feel it coming up now. Lana, I need to leave right now. I'm going to get up out this chair and I'm going to leave the house.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to drive away. And that is exactly what I did. She jumped out the chair and she said, look at the trees. Look at the trees, how they're moving. She was trying to get me in the moment.
Right.
But it wasn't working. I knew what she was doing. And I just moved. I went for that door and I left.
It goes Wow.
I drove past my partner's house. I said, there's no way I'm going to my partner's house feeling like this. And I went back to my house and I stayed there. It took a few hours for me to calm down.
So it's like living with a monster with yourself. You're like just living with a beast.
Yeah.
And
being thankful to the universe for my expansion, I can now say, that part of me has gone. That part of me
Wow.
has merged with me.
Oh man. You gotta see Sliders. You gotta do this. It's gonna you're gonna see it all, man. You're gonna see what happened.
Okay.
It's
You've
a
sold me up.
contrast. You did, I mean, you're it's what you were doing. You were doing your work, man. You did it. That's just awesome. Yeah. I can't even start to explain it. That's huge.
Thank
I
you.
mean, people listen to this. They're get other KSers listen to this. They're gonna know
Yeah.
exactly what happened because it's just like all the mechanics. You just explained it. You overcame it too. So I mean, that's like what we're here to do. That was our work, you know. And to the extent of that is what is how much we
Chris,
carry of the code, the
Chris.
ascension codes, you know.
Yeah. I have had such an amazing journey in these past 3 years. This spice sent me into another panic attack. I was sitting in the flat that is the one I've just given up. There was Anka, a sister, and myself sitting in the room, and we'd had this spice. It was the first time I'd taken it, and I thought it was just going to be like a strong joint. Wow, it's the 10 times stronger. I actually thought in that moment, with the two of them sitting there with me, that they were planning to kill me. As soon as they made a move like to make a cup of tea, I was out the door. I was in the car. I was driving off because I was that paranoid that they were going to kill me.
Just extreme paranoia, sounds like.
The reason I'm telling you this bit is because what saved the situation for me was that she came to the bottom of the stairs and she looked at me and was, what's going on? Because I was sitting in the car looking at her. I was waiting for her to come. I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that love. I was waiting for that recognition of love, because I knew that was going to solve the situation. And it was. She spoke to me in comforting ways and basically held my hand, took me back upstairs, sat me down, told me everything was going to be all right. But again, I say it just to highlight the fact just how powerful love is in situations like that.
Just
but yeah.
soul to soul, like nobody else could have gone out there and approached you at that point.
No, absolutely not. I was ready to drive off
Right.
and say goodbye to everyone forever.
So that was like her higher self walking out there with her pillar in strength and just establishing the rapport with your higher self, it sounds like, because you didn't do anything. You didn't have any aggression towards her. You didn't have any feelings to act on anything to her.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Yes, spice was crazy.
Are you guys done with it?
Oh God, absolutely. I never regret it, but never do it again. Yeah, I want to expand my consciousness through techniques now on sober living, healthy eating, no alcohol, as much water as possible, clean water, mind you.
Have you smoked real marijuana? Do you think that it was just because it was that, or does marijuana do that to you also?
Well, I can tell you a little story. Just after we got out of the hospital in 2012, we were getting to know each other. I'd go to her place, she'd go to my place. And then I'd given up marijuana at this point for like 3 years. It was the, but she pulled out this little piece of marijuana. And she's always struggled with it herself, on and off. And I thought, oh my God, all my life I've been searching for somebody like this, just complete love. And she pulls out the marijuana, which I've been struggling to get off all my life.
Of course. That sounds like something a twin flame would do right there.
Yeah. And then I went into the, I smoked it. And again, I went into a paranoid panic attack, where every moment, everything had slowed down. Every action, every word that I took meant something. And I was very careful. It was like playing a game of chess with her, what she was saying, because I was convinced that she was a person from my past, connected with my past, there to assassinate me.
Oh, wow.
Again,
oh, again.
Somebody out to kill me. But the beautiful part of this story is, I recognized the love in her. I recognized the love in me, and I said to myself, I love this person, and if this person wants to kill me, then let it be that way. And I closed my eyes. I was convinced he had a knife behind the back. I closed my eyes, rested on that seat, and just waited for the knife. It didn't happen. It was just a paranoid attack. But that was such a moment for me. That was such a recognition of love for me.
That's when you opened up to the love that right, eventually healed you. You started the path of love.
This is the path of
love. Even if you're going to kill me, I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That was the start for me. I never really considered it to be the start, but actually, yes, it's
and
the
that core, that depth that you reached was your ability to love these families, to love these Illuminati and Lucifer, and just to be able to have that kind of compassion because of what you endured through that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't like what's going on planet Earth, but there's a better way. There's definitely a better way, but this way serves a purpose to a degree, and it is what it is, and we just accept it and do what we can as individuals and collectives to make the changes that we can make. And that is, if you can base it all that in love, then you're on a winner, boy. You're on a winner. Just love, no matter what.
Well, when you say that it's not, you know, there's a better way, this isn't the right way, I think that's kind of where it's coming at him, where the choice is needing to be made by humans on the planet to, if they're going to support the better way, or if they're just going to go on blindly, you know, watching the Hollywood and just immersed in ego stuff, and, you know, which eventually just consumes itself. You know, it's so riddled with consumption and being the global consumer, it eventually consumes itself. And that's kind of like what we're at right now, what we're watching, like the slow consumption of this entity.
Yeah.
And it's probably multiple entities that were summoned with all this dark magic of control and different things they've had us under, these spells.
God, I was even thinking today, because, you know, obviously because I'm trying to stop smoking, I was even thinking about, does nicotine have a consciousness?
Yeah. Was that a spirit that was summoned here in a portal? Or
what is that consciousness?
Right. You make a very valid point. Alcohol. I mean, look what alcohol did to the Indians over here, man. It's pretty much destroyed a whole culture and a whole lineage. It's just, that had to have been a demon.
Do you know the American Constitution is based on the Red Indian Constitution? Mostly, most of it. They were more civilized than anybody else.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Totally get that. Yeah, I mean, well, they sure didn't give them any credit if that was true. But...
Oh, where did I get that one? That one was from... found an excellent piece of work done by a retired judge in America called Judge Dale. I'll try and find it. But yeah, he talks about a lot about history, and he talks about the current situation. A lot of legal stuff, obviously. But I'll have a little look for it, and then I'll pass it on Skype. I'll pass it to you.
Oh, the eagle, the bald eagle.
Oh, no. It's just writings by this Judge Dale. He's a retired judge, but he basically reveals the truth behind the system, a system that he worked in for so long.
Is that Weber, the judge guy? Guy's doing the interviews, the YouTube?
No. It's a guy called Judge Dale. It's purely off his own back. He wrote something.
There's all these judges popping. This guy's he's all new age, doing YouTube interviews exposing all the corrupt legal system and everything. And he sat on the panel that ousted Bush, that said that he was a, a war criminal, and he actually had to seek amnesty up in Canada because they were going to hunt him down with their dark military, their black military guys. He kind of got right up to the forefront of the mafia government stuff, you know, from what he was discovering, what he was disclosing, and it got that real for him. So now he's living up in Canada. He was like an American judge. You imagine? I mean, these people waking up, what are they doing? They're getting narrowed in. It's like their own people are waking up. What are they going to do?
It's
They
so
don't have the
heartening.
people to hold the guns anymore.
More and more people are waking up every day, and I just love it. I can't find this file. There's loads of files I could send you about stuff, and I will do when I find the right ones. But you get to the point where there's so much of it out there, you just stop looking because
Yeah.
it is
Acceptance.
everything is a distraction, Christopher. Everything is a distraction. I was listening to there's this girl called Dee. She lives in Morocco. She's connected with Heather Antouchi Jaraf, part of the freedom movement. She writes for Removing the Shackles, and she writes some very, very interesting pieces. And she was talking on the radio, Transspicuous News, she says, she's called it. But she was saying she made reference to the about all the distractions that are going on in the world, the Hadron Collider, what's it, Nibiru, fourth dimensional Nibiru passing around the sun and whatever, and
Right.
dates coming in way May and stuff like that, and dark matter being brought in
And
by the
what is
Hadron.
that? What are your feelings on Nibiru? Because KS talks about Nibiru.
It might actually be is it a parallel Earth, or it's an alternative Earth anyway. It's a
Well, let me tell you what KS says. This is way back in Dance for Freedom, way before, I think even before Flame Body, or as Flame Body was being developed. Nibiru was part of the Death Star mechanics, part of the and then there was Wormwood and the sextant clock. It was like this big device that kept Earth locked in, and it would orbit every so often, and it pretty much created its own calendar system, or its own time zone to kind of trap consciousness in. But what happened was, in Sliders, it was supposed to have gotten blown up. And there's like fragments of it, and it got red pulsed. And there was like an option for it to, I might be having this wrong. Somebody's going to correct me if I have it wrong. But there was like an option to go into the red pulse or not, if I'm remembering right. But I'm pretty sure whatever came out of it was asteroid belt stuff or something, you know?
Oh, Moldoch. The planet, is it planet Moldoch, the one that the asteroid belt, and part of that was taken to form the moon or something like that, and it's
That's
all part of this.
talked about also. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the whole Death Star system was taken down with the with Sliders. What happened in Sliders? Because we were given like, well, even the activations back in the Dance for Freedom, like when they were doing all the grids hopping from Ireland and Stonehenge and all these different places, and just opening up the positive portals, you know. I think there was like a lot of counters to that. That's why I thought it interesting. Man, there's like people, maybe it's dimensional bleed through or something. If Nibiru did come back and we never did that or something, it might be a timeline that we're just it's passing by us or something. Because there's a
I
big
was
buzz about it for sure.
hearing something about it possibly being a parallel Earth or an alternative Earth, or something at a different
Nibiru?
angle of rotation and slightly higher dimension. And it was crossing, it was like merging with Earth and then moving on.
Nibiru.
But it's supposed to coincide with something to do with the Hadron Collider. And that supposed to, the latest scare tactics they're using now is the Hadron Collider is supposed to be bringing antimatter, which draws in from the fourth dimension, and it's going to, if there's enough antimatter, that's going to open a portal to the fourth dimension and all this negative energy, blah de blah de blah. And all of that in my head is fail safe. So it's like they're throwing all this scare stuff out there for everybody to get scared about and put energy towards that. But it's not actually going to work no matter what because of fail safe. And I'm really solid and confident in fail safe. So although I read, speak, see a lot of very, very, very scary stuff and end of time stuff, as it were, it's just it's like watching a really good film for me. It's just entertainment. It's interesting what they are getting up to or trying to get up to. And apparently, I think the Hadron Collider is like 17 miles round. Apparently, they're building another one for completion in 2017, which is, I don't know, is it 30 miles around in Japan or something like that? A really big one. And that's supposed to be the fallen angelics, like, escape route if things don't go the way they want. I can't remember where I got that information from, really. You still there, Chris?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you get any of that?
And I heard all of it. I just wasn't able to respond on here. Hang on real quick. Let me see if I can unplug. All right, I'm back.
So, hi, Chris. So in summary, my journey has been one of KS is, we've done some KS healing in the beginning, and it's facilitated a journey of research and discovery of how things really are on planet Earth and finding our sovereignty and all that, all the important stuff. But now being at the point where, okay, so we now know who we are, we just need to get back to KS. And fix all these distortions because...
Yeah, that's what's left over. That's about it.
They're getting a bit out of control now. I'm always emotional at the moment. Always. And I just want rid of that.
I think we need our fellow humans' support, like the masses, just to tip it all over, you know? Get back to the first original creation stuff. Instead of copycatting each other and egos, blowing each other's egos up. Seeing who can do the better impersonation, you know.
I see egos all the time. I even see the egos in this conversation that we're having. I mean, sometimes I want to interrupt you, and sometimes you may want to interrupt me.
Yes.
And that's all ego. It's not being patient. It's not being patient and learning. With her, I have learned so much stuff like being patient. I will sit for half an hour and listen. And it might be complete nonsense or it might be complete truth. But either way, I will just try and listen. And no matter what, there's always a nugget of extra consciousness that comes along at the end for me that I can add. And it works for both of us. It's just given the respect and time for somebody to speak their voice, no matter what they have to say. That was a really good lesson for me to learn.
Wow.
Loads of good lessons. A big one lately was sharing. Actually, I'm still confused about that one. How much do you share, considering?
Right. Where's the ego startup that was sharing? Yeah. Where's the prompters? Yeah.
So it was last Monday I kind of officially moved into this place, and it was like I was just like, oh, love. It's the first time. I mean, I moved from this place 2 years ago, and I came back here, and I actually felt like I was at home for the first time ever that I'd been here, even when I had the place myself. But I fed, watered, cleaned, the family members here, it was two plus myself, well, three then, plus the cat and new adopted cat. But then I was thinking to myself, am I going to have to do this for the rest of my life? Because these people, they have no motivation to clean up after themselves. Most of the time, cook for themselves.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a real struggle. I mean, if you can, you could literally take the point of view that you're a slave in this house, right?
Wow.
But
So it's up to you to do all everything? They like expect it?
They don't expect it. It's the that's the beauty of this family. They would just allow. They do what they do, and they allow me to do what I do. My point of view is, they're comfortable living in not so tidy conditions, and they'll do themselves some junk food at whatever time. I like to live a tidier life, let's say, a more regular, ordered, logic life. Now, why should my existence impact on their existence? Right? If I want the kitchen tidy and they don't mind, then it's for me to tidy the kitchen, because I like it tidy. That's my preference.
You don't mind cleaning up after them just to have your own peace of mind that the place is clean. You know, I've got room, space in here. It's not all cluttered.
I feel comfortable when the place is tidy. I do it for myself. I don't
but
do
I mean,
it.
As far as like coexisting in the house and the kitchen being just a complete grease mess or whatever, like, does that overrule? Does your environment sense overrule, like, you know, sacrificing that? Do you clean up after them? Do you make sure that the kitchen is clean for your own sake?
Yeah, I do. I clean up
Okay.
after myself for my own sake. Things that grate on me are the fact that I don't like eating in a dirty environment, so I will clean the place before I eat. And yeah, I'll clean the place, get it ready to eat. And as often as happens, I get distracted and I go and plant a tree or something. And I'll come back within half an hour and the place is a mess because somebody's just eaten and I've got to wash everything again because I want to eat. And I get really pissed off. But
I would imagine
I have to stay. I want to stay and I have to I want to stay in a loving space. My lesson is, do I bottle up this frustration or do I speak about it in a loving way to them? Which I went through a process of actually saying, I'm not complaining. I am not going to complain. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to do. I'm just going to be the example. Blah, 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 blah. But I felt drawn to actually say something because I do feel transparency is part of my learning at the moment. And I had a really good conversation with, let's just say he's my adopted nephew. He's 18 and he's very much of that age, let's say. I had a really good conversation with him last night. I expressed in a loving way the way I felt. There was no accusations. It was all from me. This is the way I feel. I wanted him to understand me. And I don't know, that day he did me an omelette. He started tidying up more.
Really?
Making more tea, sharing in activities like that.
Wow. So you activated some higher self codes in them or something.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. And I spoke to Lana as well about it the other day. And bloody hell, I mean, 2 hours, an hour later, she was up washing the bloody dishes. But she protested at me. Oh, at what she perceived as me complaining, but I did emphasize I wasn't complaining. I was just expressing this is how it is for me. Because I want to live in a tidy house, but I also want to be in the back garden making a permaculture garden, and I can't do that if half of my day is spent cleaning up after them. So through transparency, and giving a good example and showing the way for them to be of what I think they the way that they should be. And if they want to pick up on it, then they can pick up on it. That's up to them. And if they don't, I don't mind. I have to live here. I want to be comfortable, so I'll make it comfortable for myself. And I will just do my best to love.
Well, that's to me, that's pretty much what the Christic path is just being it, you know, not bitching and moaning, not being offensive, not being defensive, not having the victim mentality and not being the victimizer, and just standing in that neutrality of bringing heaven to earth here by what you're just doing naturally. And that to you, naturally, you just need a clean environment. So you're just making it happen.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah, I'm don't get me wrong, I would like them to change, but again, that's ego, isn't it? Me wanting them to do something that I would prefer them to do. They have to get to that level at their own in their own time. And all the best thing for me to do is just love. It's to just love, because that is the best thing for me. Yeah. You still there?
Yes, I'm actually introducing you to my wife here. I'm gonna send a friend suggestion. She's all shocked that I'm still doing the interview. She's really happy about it, because it's been like, this was like really much needed. I'm starting to think, because there's just so many people coming forward, and this right here is. I mean, this could be like 3 or 4 hours long, and I could chop up in different parts, different segments, different subjects, you know, and it's really vast, and there's a really good flow. There's a really good reciprocal Christic flow happening right here, and to be able to capture that and put it out publicly is part of the work, I believe, is part of putting the frequency out there in mainstream, you know. I got a tweet this morning. Can't even talk. I got a tweet this morning from this guy right after I posted my first interview. And let me look him up here. He's a co-founder of the Blog Talk Awards. And okay. He favorited my interview, my first interview.
Okay, that's so good.
That's like, yeah. That's right.
Before we go too far, I just wanted to say, thank you for saying what you said then, Chris, because that helps me feel more confident about myself and what I have to say.
About what? What did I say? Which part?
Saying that, or suggesting that what we, the conversation that we are having, is very much in a Christic flow. It's kind of like you're reinforcing my own ideas, and I have less confusion. Basically, it's something Nancy said to me this morning as well in one of the Facebook comments. It kind of reinforced. I made some status this morning about how to heal and the best thing to heal, and it was my idea of how to heal. And the very fact that students of Juan and Nancy have come in and ticked like, it kind of like says to me, okay, I must have something right here, because I respect these people. I respect what they have to say, and they're saying they like what I've got to say. So, okay, I must be kind of right in some way. So it kind of like reinforces my ego, let's say.
It's really just the confidence in sharing it, you know. That's what it's been for me too. It's like I missed people so much that I found this outlet online and on the computer to be able to talk to people. And it's just been, that's my outlet. You know, it's my social outlet. I don't go out. I don't do anything. This is it. This is like, you know, I push myself to go out, play music on stage, but it's absolutely excruciating. I mean, it's terrifying. And there's a lot of healing in my anatomy that I'm still doing with the anxiety and the actual physical symptoms, you know, painful symptoms type stuff.
I'd very much like to watch that YouTube video that you did a while back. Because
I could definitely share it with you. I could send it to you. I still don't know if I'm gonna actually post it again, but I could share it with you.
I'm wondering whether being homeless is part of my path, just purely for the learning experience, really. The way I feel is I wouldn't like it to be. I wouldn't like it to be because, I mean, like I've suggested previously, I'm ready to travel the world. I'm also ready to settle down and do a self-sustainable community. I'm ready to do all these new exciting things. And kind of like being homeless is like, actually, when I think about it now, I know who I am. I know all the stuff. I just, like we've said, we just need to get rid of these distortions. And kind of like being on the streets is like, yeah, it would be a good way to learn, but what am I going to learn? I'm going to learn to be who I am already. You know what I mean? I don't know if that sounded confusing or not, but.
I'm trying to keep up with that one. Try to put that one together. Well, it sounded kind of like outside of time, like where we're going to be, we're going to be anyway. Like it's not, there's elements working with this that don't care about time, obviously.
Yeah,
You know?
I kind of, I suppose I'm kind of giving myself something to worry about, which is unnecessary. Yeah, being in the moment teaches us to not do that, doesn't it? Do you feel like this is drawing to an end now, or have you got more questions? I feel like I need to go for a walk or something,
Yeah,
and
yep, I'm
catch you.
feeling that. Feeling like it's there's just tons of material here to go through, so I can process it together, put it all together. I mean, it's my passion to I'm a producer also, and like multi-tracking and working in the studio, and I've just had nothing to do for a while, and I've been kind of worried like that I'm losing my passion or just losing what I want to do. So, I mean, to me, this is just a beautiful project to be able to put together this beautiful audio that we've shared together for so long here. So it's just been such a flow. So I'll probably have like three shows in one here.
I feel flattered.
That's what I'm seeing because we just jumped, we were like just jumping over skipping stone stuff here on different subjects. So I could almost like cut it up in sections about each subject that we talked about, you know, and then people could just go through it and see if they resonate with that or what.
Yeah.
It's just really cool.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for listening to me.
Yeah, and listen, I'll get the I've got the hard drive connected to my computer that has the flame body and everything, and I'll send you the manual for that. I'm still looking for the manual, but I'll send you the audios here on Skype if you have the bandwidth to be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll clarify. Well, maybe not a few. How big is the file?
It's like MP3 files. They're probably like three or
That'd be
four
fine.
megabytes each that I could send on
Yeah.
Skype, knock it out pretty quick.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be in touch to clarify a few points about where I can find stuff to do the Akashic quick seal or where the quick seals. The obviously I need to start sliders with Anchor again.
Yeah, because I was so anxious to get in sliders, and I was blessed with a mentor. I was blessed with a mentor that you probably are friends with. Her name is Christina Martinez. And every time I get on air, it seems like or I'm making a video, her name comes up because I'm just like in such gratitude for what she's done. She shared all her workshops with us and caught us up so fast. And almost like just a preparation thing for us to hit our own ground running and get started on our life. And she took us under her wing, and she told me to slow down when I did the flame body, or was wanting to jump into sliders, and she really helped me to get in tune with the absorption of accretion, with what I was really doing, because I knew sliders was going to be a big journey. And I was right in the middle of flame body, and I started doing sliders one, and it was like peaking on on the next adventure, It was just so much fun.
Could you send that Tech One quick seal again? I cancelled it accidentally.
And then they had a whole PDF, because they shut down the Azurite Press website now, but there's a server running a clone of it somehow, because I think legally it's not supposed to be up, but I think in Britain there's like some kind of website with it that has all of the techniques and the PDF and everything to it also. Unless it did get taken down finally, I might have.
Those guys that are living in the self-sustainable community, is it Oregon, did you say?
Yeah, I can connect you with them also here on Facebook. They're on Facebook.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what I do. I'm like a connector. I feel like a hub sometimes. I've introduced people that live like right down the road from each other that didn't know they were in the same group. So it's been quite an adventure.
Thank you for doing that, Chris. Gosh, I would love to meet KSs around here. Well, actually, I don't know whether you remember, but Petra Fellows, Sue.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, Petra. Yes. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Dark, yeah.
Yeah. She have her own group going?
Lana's partner is a guy called Patrick Fellows, who's the brother of Petra. And this is how we originally connected with KS,
Whose
because
partner?
Petra's mum Sue
Okay.
gave the Voyagers books or Voyager book to Lana, Anchor's sister. And Lana introduced the book to Anchor and myself.
Okay.
So
Gotcha.
this is how we originally got to KS through KS students basically over here.
Petra.
Petra, yeah.
Now what is she doing? Is she running her own group over there? She's been speaking out some on the group.
I think she was doing the Crystal Spiral up until 2012, but I think because of this split,
Yeah.
it affected the whole thing over here as well.
Yeah,
And
I sense that.
they moved away from it as well.
Okay.
Sue has pretty much given up on it.
Wow. That's intense. And she actually was the one that tuned you in to this work, to do the new work. And have you done the plasmas? Are you familiar with the plasmas, the new stuff?
We've done the big journey to the island
And that's
to get
it.
the seed at them, and we've done the 2012 stream and the workshop
Oh, the
and
KDDL,
the
December.
May and the August we've done in 2012.
Oh, the August. Okay. I'm thinking of. You haven't done any of the recent workshops or anything in the stream.
No.
Okay.
I mean, this live streaming that she's doing at the moment, is it okay to like just jump in there and just listen to it?
Did you
Or do
pay
you have
for it?
Well, not yet, because I don't know whether I'm just going to jump in and not understand it, you see. I've downloaded, say, half the sliders. Sue gave us some of the sliders. Petra was giving us some stuff as well.
Okay, there you go.
But there are some missing bits. The new stuff will need
Yeah, well, I used to do the SkyPod, and I did a whole group tech outline of the plasmas, of the dial up, and the journeys and stuff, the guided meditations. I just took excerpts from the workshops and just played them. We all did it. So I was very familiar with the amp up, with the plasmas and the Alhambra. Right when the Alhambra entered the picture, I familiarized myself with that intensely, immensely, and to where I was able to do like step down with people that were kind of lost in what had happened from the split and still kind of tail spinning on whose side is what side. And because Ash was describing the shields, and it was very emotional when she was describing what was going to happen to the shields. She said they're going to go space dust, and that was very intense for a lot of people to hear, because Speaker 2 and Speaker 3 held those shields, and they were denounced as speakers, their contracts, of course. And I don't know if you heard the May workshop, but that was part of Sliders 12. So I mean, it was very excruciating for a lot of people, and then liberating for a lot of other people. So if you can put those two emotions together side by side and imagine what a group is like, then you got the chaos group right here. You got liberation and you got excruciation. So then there you go. And we're doing the ends of the polarities right now to try to, I think my vision is to see where we meet back in the middle, because obviously those shields are healing, and obviously it's we're all still here together, So I mean, you can't just pretend that people are going to sift off the planet or whatever. That I mean, it's true. There's a lot of sift happening right now, but in this group, I believe we're on the same page, and that's part of the motive. People were asking me like, are you just going to paint the rosy picture of chaos, or how real is this going to get? And to me, anybody that has that chaos has touched, or that they have touched any of the techniques that they have experienced and done in their life, to me, that is a legit person to talk to on this show about their experience. And I don't care if it's old material or new material, and that covers a lot of people. It covers a lot of ex-members. I mean, all across the board. I'm talking to a friend that I just re recently reconnected from Romania, and he is completely out of the group now. And he said he left because in 2010, Ieșa said that the guardians told her that Romania was fallen, and that it was falling off the planet basically, and there was nothing they could do. And he has a lot of pride in his country and the beauty there. And he stood up for his truth, and he said, that's not real. And he pretty much, took off. And there's a lot of, I mean, there's other stories like that too, from, I mean, not just from that, but that emerge from this split of where, no, Yesh is wrong. We're not space dusting. I know where my template's at. I know where I stand here on this planet. She can't tell me that I'm separate from this group now, or that they're the only ones that are going to be saved or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of heavy emotion vested in this work because of the people that laid down the foundation for the stuff that you've been watching, the Kathara 2-3, and you just see the videos of Yesha doing the presentation, but there's a lot of people that were a part of putting that work together, as far as the graphs and the drafts and everything. I mean, her ex-husband was a draftsman. Noel Tobin is a physicist. And he assisted in putting together a lot of the spirals of creation, and that whole manual actually is his work, his presentation of the spirals and the geometries in them and the numbers. So I mean, you can't say, and there, I mean, there's people running the Australia office. I know firsthand one of the people that was running the office in Australia, the company, the business for them, selling their products, that was completely ousted. I mean, just overnight ousted. As the new team moved in, they just said, you're not needed here anymore. And basically that's saying that you're infected, that you caught the dark flowering stuff. I don't know if you follow the dark flower stuff, but that's a whole nother interview.
Chris, I'm glad you reminded me of stuff like this because I look at everything, and even Ashayana, I look at what she says and I analyze the bejeez out of it and looking for the distortion. And yes, there are some of the things that I've come up against, and you've reminded me of one or two of them there. So I always keep in mind, what's the 5% distortion? I think it must be part of every contract that the high dimensional forces say, put 5% distortion in there, please. Can't have too much purity. They must search for the purity themselves, not be given it wholly. You know what I mean? And this side, bloody Romania. You're talking about Aurelian, whatever his name,
Yes,
Virgil. I
I
love
am, and
that
I,
guy.
me too. I know he's a trip. I got to ask him now and get a disclosure for with his permission that we brought up his name. I didn't want to bring it up, but that's another thing
Yes.
I think that's going to loosen up pretty soon is that we need to get over our trips and our egos and that we're family here. And this is the age of transparency, as Yeshe has said, that the Guardians have said, and that we need to start really living it, you know, and not be all paranoid about who. Family does talk about family. We talk about each other all the time, and there's two different types of spirits that could be in. I think there's a huge evolution in being able to have the connectivity to talk to it in the right spirit, you know, talk to each other in the right spirit, which I see is happening with each other a lot.
Yeah, when we've been through that, it's sorry, one aspect of what you're talking about that we've been through is it's worrying about gossiping about stuff and talking about people, and we observed ourselves judging people, so we altered our mindset just enough so that what we were doing was assessing the facts. Assessing the facts and not making any judgments. That was quite a significant shift for us. It gets away from the whole gossiping thing, you know, and being negative about and put negative energy towards something. If you just take the standpoint that you're just considering something, because you need to, your future action might be based on that consideration. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to follow you, actually. You're going pretty fast here. I'm trying to catch up with what.
It was just making that distinction between I'm not going to feel guilty about talking about something, then realizing, okay, we shouldn't feel guilty about talking about something. However, it depends on what, how you're talking about it. If you're making judgments about a situation, then obviously that's wrong. But if you're looking at the situation and assessing the facts of the situation, the truth of the situation, so that we need to do that. We need to have chaos reality check and have everybody putting in their two penneth, because it is like a control mechanism, a safety mechanism for the whole of the Chiron-tic movement, because it's like a separate body assessing the teachings and kind of like keeping the teachings in check.
Be still, be now as one with God. Be joy, be now as one with God. Be love, be now as one with God. Be peace. Be free.
am love, and I am loved. I am innocent. I am healed. I know my eternal truth now. I am my eternal truth now. I am one with God now. I express as God now. And so it is. Shaya self now, and serve as a continuously flowing fountain of Christic wisdom that teaches the actions of life with the full expression of love. Truth and wisdom. I am the conduit for original love. I am the living expression of the sacred law of one. I am harmless yet powerful, humble yet knowing. I am the expression of eternal love, light, truth, and power. I carry the will of the original one through all of my moments, allowing the divine to touch others through me. I am whole now. I am peace now. I am wisdom now. I am divine love now, and so